What are we talking about today, Gina?
Hi.
Big Ask Mood.
Hi, everybody. We're back with another episode of Big Ask Mood, where we answer your questions. We went on Instagram and we told you to ask us questions, and we're going to answer them here today, and we're going to shout you out. Unless you want to be anonymous, then we will not say your name.
Oh, excuse you.
Oh. Hello, cabinet.
What happened? I'm trying to sit here. This shelf attacked me.
Gina's ready to fight.
It's okay. Still going to happen again.
Yes. No.
Hey.
Get your ass over here.
You are riled up today, woman. Okay. I'm like, well, I'm so tired. Yeah. I gotta put my earring back in.
So
good job.
We're answering.
Here, let me hold this for you.
Wait. And
there we go. We're answering all your questions that you wanted to ask us, because, you know, we like to do some outreach in our community, you know, and talk to you guys.
Outreach.
A little bit.
We outreached on our Instagram, you know, like at Big Mood Girls. If you want to submit questions of your own, you can find us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys follow us to know when we're asking you questions. All right, ladies. Let's
and gentlemen.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
And gender
ladies
fluid.
And boys.
Let's get into it. I'm going to start with a light
boys.
One. First, as usual.
Okay. I'm down. As long
one.
As it's not, do you pee-pee out your butthole?
Do you pee-pee in your butthole?
Sometimes.
Yes, sometimes.
Some
depends.
Some stupid ass shit. Bad. When I eat something bad. This one, I actually relate to this one so well. RJ asks, what is the one question y'all are tired of getting asked either IRL or online?
One. Do you pee-pee out your butthole?
Where's David So?
Oh, for you?
Bitch, I don't know. I'm not attached to him at the hip just because we did a few videos together.
If you find where the food is, that's probably where David is.
Accurate.
I just never understood it. It's like, I don't know how to answer that, because like sometimes I'll do meet and greets, or like sometimes people just comment on my Instagram. I'm like, I don't know. Go to his Instagram.
Mine is, when are you having kids? I'm trying to have kids, okay?
Same.
I'm trying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, for me it's, why don't you give Casey a baby?
Oh,
what's
God.
Wrong
you
with you,
give
Tiff?
A baby?
Oh why
God,
won't you give him
so
a baby?
Toxic.
Why would you not give
yeah.
him a baby? They even go as far as saying, Casey should divorce you and get with the woman who will give him a baby.
Jeez.
You're being so selfish, Tiff. Why don't you give him a baby? Go ask him. Why hasn't he knocked me up?
Why hasn't he given
ooh.
Her a baby?
Why hasn't he given her a
present?
Baby?
It's not a Christmas present.
That's
you can
so
go to the
dumb.
Store
it's not
and get one.
It's a fun box where you get a baby in it.
Yeah.
Right?
A baby could fit in it. That's how big the
that's true. Could fit in it.
It's the right question. Is why don't you destroy your body for 9 months, never sleep, spend all your money for a man?
Hmm? Yeah, honestly, mm-hmm. that question mm-hmm. irks me so much, because I'm like, you know, I've had a child,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
I'm trying,
yeah,
you know, there is a new variable here.
I will say, the people that are just like, hey, I can't wait for you guys to have kids, I don't mind that.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, that's fine.
There's some mean ones. Like,
super mean.
Like, I'm talking about the ones that she's talking yeah. about, where they're like, you're getting up there, time's a ticking, like, your ovaries are going to dry up if you don't have a kid soon. I'm
stay
like,
stay out of
geez.
People's goddamn yeah. fucking business when it comes
us.
To fertility.
Stay out of my ovaries.
When it comes yeah. to fertility,
fuck. Mind your business.
Right?
Mind your business.
And like, I learned... like within the last 5 years, I didn't even know this, but you're not supposed to ask people like, so when are you having kids? Because
nope.
there's some people who can't have children
yeah.
and that's such an awkward
you ever yeah. think about yeah. you know fertility
oh.
issues
yeah. also if a woman looks pregnant, never assume she's pregnant.
Oh my God, yeah,
sometimes they have a miscarriage in the middle
oh,
of the pregnancy
yeah.
or a stillbirth is in
yeah.
there, and then they have to deal with they look pregnant and people are constantly yeah. asking them when the baby's coming, and it's very sad.
That's
that
so
happened
sad.
To a girl I know, and
yeah.
it was really really fucking sad.
That's
so don't
awful.
Ask them about that.
Yeah,
just be like, if they bring it up, cool, but
yeah.
but you don't bring it up.
Jesus,
don't do that.
I'm
when tired
I was
of-
pregnant I pretended like I made someone feel really awkward because I was a teen pregnant, and then they were like, oh, when are you due? And I was like, I'm just full. Like, I just had a big meal. What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh.
I was such a bitch.
I'm tired of people asking me why I don't follow Joe or comment on his Instagram anymore.
Oh my God.
People go into my DMs every week and they're like, why don't you follow Joe on Instagram?
I don't understand.
Why do you think?
What? Yeah. Hello? They broke
hello?
Up? What the fuck?
That's so weird.
That's like going to your divorced parents and be like, how come you don't call mom to say hi in the morning anymore? How come you don't get
why
roses?
Why don't you send mom flowers anymore?
Yeah, I know, right?
And it's over, bro. That's why. Stop asking me.
Even if it's an amicable breakup, which it was,
yeah.
it doesn't mean they have to stay
you
in
think I
want to
see him every day?
Yeah.
No, that's why I broke up with him. Just
oh
kidding.
My God.
I love you, Joe.
There's also like people are like, oh, so Gina, you went to Dubai. Are you an escort? And I was like, first of all, bitch, do you think I would be like here right now if I was an escort?
Yeah.
I'd be making
you'd
so
be making
much
way
money.
More money than
and
the fucking
definitely.
Pennies we're making.
High class whore here.
And the weird thing is, I went once. It was for a drift racing event with a full team of like a bunch of people. And the funny thing is, you know how, like, they say the stereotype is Instagram hoes, they go over there, they get shit on by princes and they get money and all that shit? Who taught you that? Me! I told you about that because it was all over the internet. I said it on an episode of JK and they're like, okay, well, obviously she's doing it. Yeah. Why would I dime myself out, you fucking morons? So people are like, she's an escort. I'm like, damn, I'm the poorest escort ever. I must suck so bad at being an escort.
Not good enough.
Not a good suck either. Yeah. Like, I have to pay them as an apology if I'm this poor as an escort. Jesus Christ.
I hate that when, like, you're talking about something, they're like, got some skeletons in your closet?
Oh, dude,
like,
yeah.
No, I'm literally talking about it because it's not something I do. It's something that I heard of, and it's crazy.
Or, like, remember that girl that I told you guys that is my girlfriend who is an escort? She's a very high-class escort. I would tell stories about her, and people are like, she's obviously talking about her own stories.
Yeah.
Because like, they want it to be real so they could hire you, Gina. It's actually a compliment.
You broke bitches can't afford this shit. Are you kidding me? Or like, they're like, well, she knows escorts and strippers, so she was obviously one. And it's like, well, no, it's because I lived a life of meeting all different kinds of people, and I traveled, I was a go-go dancer, I worked day jobs, night jobs, whatever. I didn't sit in my basement all day and only had like four friends on the internet. You know, like, I knew a lot of different people from all different kinds of walks of life. And that's what happens when you're outgoing and you make friends.
Even if you're not outgoing and make friends, I still met a lot of people. I'm like, wow, you're an interesting character.
Exactly.
I just like to talk to people and learn about their lives. Mm-hmm. Like, especially when they got something weird going on. Yeah. There's a lot of weirdos in LA, so.
You're just constantly judging everyone. You're fucking weird.
Like,
let me get to know
you. I'm not in the entertainment industry too. Whenever I go to these functions, I always pick some random obscure thing. I'm like, oh yeah, me and my dad go and hunt raccoons and we sell hats at a farmer's market. Like, we make those hats.
How cute, little
raccoon hats. Yeah. I'm just here by accident.
People are just always like, oh yeah. Or like, they say things like, the stories are made up. I remember they said that about me and David. Our stories are a lot of made up.
Oh yeah. Everyone would say all of his stories were made up.
Because
I'm not a boring bitch. Like, I go out and do things. And the thing is, people in LA are weird.
They
the
are.
That you hear,
it does sound made up.
Yeah. The things that you hear.
Well, also, like,
truth
LA
is stranger than fiction.
Sometimes comedians exaggerate. And so sometimes I'll be like, well, I think David exaggerated a little bit in that one story, that one time.
Like, did he
so
punch
then,
him in the face?
So then now every story after that, they're like, is he exaggerating again? You know?
I see.
Oh. True.
Because sometimes he's like practicing stand up material, which is a little exaggerated, but.
I think people just are not able to see outside of their own little bubble.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, shit's weird out there, bro.
No, for me, it's like the annoying thing about getting asked either online or in real life is, so I've been on social media for many years now. I have exposed a lot of very intimate, private details about my life. And there was one that would not leave me alone for so long. Luckily now it's not that thing, like, not that relevant anymore. But I had mentioned on Ask the Feels where I said that I mentioned, like, putting a pillow on Casey's face when we have sex. And for the longest time, people were like, free Casey, remove the pillow. And, like, all these things. And I'm like, chill.
Hashtag free Casey.
Yeah. So I was like, he actually enjoyed it too, guys. Like, chill. Like, it was fun.
Don't yuck their yums.
It's so funny because, like, in the beginning, it's like, all right, it's pretty funny because you guys have, you know, you guys are supporting us. You guys are watching it. But after a while, it gets kind of...
Yeah. Because then it gets to the point where I think because you know, you guys see us and you hear all these details, you get to a point where you feel like you really know us and like we're really, really tight, like real life friends tight. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome that you get to feel like that from your perspective, but we don't know that perspective. So then when you come to us with these kind of comments or in real life come to us with these comments, it's like, whoa, like we're not cool like that because I don't even know you, but I understand.
You show up to a meet and greet and they're like, free Casey to your face, and you're like,
they brought a sign.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I would die laughing.
It's like, shit, freaking outside as a protest. Free Casey. Free Casey. It's such a like a degrading thing for Casey because it's like as if he has no autonomy. He's not a man.
Right.
He can't like fix his relationship himself. Like, he's just blind to the torment that you've given him.
It's so funny because they're trying to save him, but exactly, it just ends up being more insulting.
I know, but I felt that was super insulting too with Joe because people were like, oh, she's a gold digger. She's just using him, blah blah blah. And I'm like, do you really think that low of Joe that either A, that he wouldn't know that, or like, you know, like either he's participating in knowing that I'm a gold digger, which I'm not, or B, I'm not.
Yeah,
you're like, how dumb do you think he is?
Right,
you know, like,
right. And it's like, okay, a part of me is just like, you know what, the fact that you guys even talking about us or even interacting and shit, whatever, awesome. You guys are still fans. You guys are still hanging out, and that's awesome. Yeah. But after a while, it's just like, it's like working at a cashier, right? You're thankful you have a job, but when something doesn't scan and the guy always goes, well, I guess it's free, right? You're just like,
uh-huh. Yeah, like the same joke over and over. Yeah.
Fucking hilarious, man.
Never heard that one before.
Like, I'm thankful to be here, yeah. But you know?
That happened at Chili's all the time. So I worked at Chili's. I was a hostess for when I started working there. And we had these little buzzers, you know, so you wait for your table to be ready. Mm-hmm. And when you first hand it to them, it buzzes to show you what it's like when yeah. your table's ready.
Oh, I guess my table's ready now.
Every single wow. dad yeah. ever yeah. is like, oh, I guess we're ready. I'm like,
right? Jesus. But speaking of Tiff, I've had an experience before because people, you know, they see our personalities online and, you know, I interact with you guys like this because you guys are like my friends.
Yeah.
There's this one girl that came up to me at a meet and greet like, sup, you slut-ass fucking bitch? What's up? And I'm just
whoa.
Like, what the, who the fuck are you? Like, yeah. Like, don't talk to me like only that. My I don't know you.
Friends can talk to me like yeah. that.
I'm like, I don't know you like this. You know, like, I get where she's coming from, but it was just like, all right. Like, you
know. One time a girl at Ralph's came from, that's a grocery store for those of you not on the West Coast. She came, I was at the self checkout and she came up from behind, she worked there. She came up from behind me and just gave me a huge hug.
No!
I was like, who are you? No.
Like, scary. Yeah.
Super luckily, kidnapper she was energy. Small, but like,
oh, gosh.
Still, I was like, yeah. Yeah. Who is it? Who are you? Who are you? I don't recognize these hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I would freak out.
Yeah.
Jesus. She was like, I love your videos. And I was like, oh my God, thank you.
Thank you.
Lucky for her, you didn't have that like reaction to like oh, yeah. elbow someone.
Like a horse.
Fight, yeah. flight, or freeze. I'm a freeze. I'm like,
donkey me too. I'm a freeze.
Wins it over.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Yeah. But she was super, super sweet. It yeah. just caught me off guard for
sometimes
sure.
They get really excited.
Yeah.
Which I love those. I love the ones like run up to you like, can I hug
well, you?
I
you,
love this, but
you,
from behind?
Yes.
Yeah, that's scary.
If you watch
yeah.
someone in your house every day, you yeah. think like, oh, I know them, they're my friend. Yeah. And I even do this, like, oh, YouTubers that I watch that don't know me, mm-hmm. I think we're friends. Like, and if I saw them in real life, I would, that my initial thought would be like, we're yeah. best friends, we right. see yeah. each other every day.
It's easy to get yourself in that mindset.
But yeah, yeah, but right, we don't have the same relationship. I don't know your face. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a one-sided, I don't know who you are. I love you, but I'm sorry, I don't know you.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, now that we got the fun question out of the way, we just had some things to vent out. Yeah. Please stop asking me where David is. I don't fucking know, dude.
Well, in real life, a lot of people aren't bothered by this question. I guess, I don't know, maybe... I don't know why I'm bothered by it, but because I brought it up before on JK News, and people are like, why are you bothered by it? But when people ask, where are you from? I'm like, well, at first I go, oh, from? I'm from Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay.
And then they're like, no, where are you from? And I'm like, California? Like, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, like, where are your parents from? I'm like, Los Angeles? And then it's like, oh, it's an ethnicity thing. And I'm like, I don't know why it bothers me. I guess because it makes me feel like I'm foreign. I'm not from here.
No.
I shouldn't be here. I'm not supposed to be here. I don't think they mean it that way.
Yeah.
But when up until recently, I was really pissed at it.
Aww.
Like, I was like, I'm from here. Yeah. Like, aww. What? Like, what? And I guess people are just taught to ask it that way. But I didn't know that. Like, for me, my mom
There's
always...
things that white people need to stop doing.
Like, it's not just white people either.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot of ethnicities, but like mostly white people.
Right? Yeah, because it's like, why do you even need to know that?
My mom always taught me to ask, what's your ethnicity? If you were asking that question.
That's probably a better way to phrase it.
As soon as I get asked that question, I'm just like, I'm Mexican. There you go.
Yeah.
Born and raised.
Yeah. Just give it to him.
I guess at first I still get thrown off because I'm like, because in LA, everyone's kind of a transplant.
Right.
So it's like, oh, I assume that you're not from here too. So
because a lot of people, I do
Chicago.
Have those conversations. True. Like, oh, I'm from Texas. Like,
right.
I mean, I don't probably sound that much where they're going to know for sure that I'm not from here.
But it's a common question to be asked. So then when I go, oh, Santa Barbara, and then they don't stop there, I'm like,
It's a
you
race.
You think I don't belong?
Yeah.
You say I am not from here.
Yeah. It's the wording. You should ask, like, what's your ethnicity?
Because then I'm like, well, I'm Filipino, French, Russian. I've never been to any of those countries.
Yeah.
Never been to the Philippines. Never been to Russia. Mm. Never been to France.
Yeah.
So I'm not from there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Ethnicity is where it's at.
It's
that's,
weird.
That's the word
it's
you got to learn. People always get ethnicity and nationality mixed up too. But
I know. That one, when American? I was a kid, would piss me off because I'd be like, I'm American, nationality. And they're like, no, you're not.
It's a nation I'm from, bro. Man.
Yes, I am. I was fucking born here.
Damn. So the next question is from Ladida Esmeralda. I always La-di-da. Think of, is it Esmeralda? Is it Hunchback?
Yeah, Notre right. Dame? Yeah.
Yeah. And she asks, do you believe we look for partners that resemble our parents' dominant traits?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think people look for things that are comfortable and familiar without realizing traits? It.
Maybe like even like physical a little bit too.
Like, not physical. I don't
so know. For some people, like personality wise, for sure. I know that a lot of women lean towards men that kind of like somewhat resemble personality wise their father.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't realize that until recently when I came to terms with the fact that I am understanding that my dad actually was a bit emotionally unavailable, even though he was around. So I feel like a lot of the guys that I date, like, oh, they'll be good at cooking like my dad. They'll show their love through cooking or something. And then they'll still be very emotionally unavailable. And I'm like, oh, wait, I never thought that I had a thing with that. But I think it is like if you really, really like get really deep down in when you're just kind of looking for partners unconsciously, I think.
Right.
But then once you get to a point, I think where like Nikki finally got to after being in a horrible relationship where she was like, I'm wanting these values because these are healthy values, then it's easier to maybe not do that. But I think a lot of us subconsciously do just kind of go for like what's familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I lean more towards like manly man because of my dad.
Yeah.
Not saying that, you know, you should never be, you know, emotionally vulnerable and all that shit. Like, I am aware of that now. You should be.
Just want someone that will stand up to you.
Right, yeah. That will yell at me.
Well, it's just what you're familiar with.
it slapped me a little bit. Because I dated someone who was the opposite of that once. And I realized after a few months, in my mind, this is really shitty too. I'm just like, God, you are so soft. You know, like a part of me just like, he was very clingy to the point where if I wanted to go downstairs and get food, he'd be like, I'll go with you. And I'm just like, bro, can you chill?
That's unattractive.
Yeah. It's very unattractive. And then I realized that I don't like people like that. And I like someone more like just have their own shit going on. But very, because my dad is very like stoic, you know, got his own shit going on. But he's also very affectionate in his own way. And I love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I like at a party, being able to just split up and like go talk to separate people. Right. I don't like when the person's like has to be right next to you the entire time, but they're not really contributing to the conversation. It's
like a shadow.
Go talk to someone else. Dude, remember that one shitty dude that I dated for like 4 months and I abandoned him in the middle of a road trip?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We went to a club once to meet up with my friends, and my friends, they're like everything that dude ever wanted to be. They're all like gangbangers with like tattoos all over their scalps and shit. Oh my gosh. And that's what he wanted to be. Like, he was like a poser online, right? And we were at the club, and the whole time he literally just stood next to me like this.
Ew,
this whole time. Weird. And then like it got to the point.
How insecure.
Yeah, like even when I went to go talk to my friends, he'll just come with me and like hold on to my waist. And I'm like, whatever happened to like, oh, you know, I'm a fucking thug, blah, 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 whatever online. This like independent thug. Even my friend noticed, and my friend leaned down on me at the club and be like, is this his first relationship or something? And that's what I didn't even notice it.
Why is he clinging on so hard?
Yeah, I didn't even notice it until she said that. I was like, oh, shit. This is really clingy, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. As you can tell, I don't
Well,
like
that's
clingy.
Just like a negative kind of behavior. Yeah. But like do you feel like the guys that you date kind of resemble your dad a little bit?
I think
like
so.
Subconsciously, yeah.
Subconsciously, yeah. Like, and then like someone like almost physically too. Like, I love tattoos, and tattoos are a huge thing in my family. Mm. You know, especially like my dad was the first in the family to get all those tattoos.
My dad and Steve are complete opposites physically. Like, my dad's a short Filipino man. He's very dark.
Yeah, I don't
dark.
Know about the physical thing. Yeah. I think there may be some personality thing.
The personality for sure. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
They are the same, like, in a good way. Like, I mean, my dad had some, like, not as great traits, like how we were talking about, where, like, I felt like I always had to win his love with, like, doing things.
Right.
Not that that was true, but, like, in my mind it was. Because in his mind, he was giving me love by security and protection and stuff, and I needed, you know, hugs. And so, like, Steve doesn't have any of that. But they are both very headstrong, stubborn, but like will stand up for the right thing.
Right.
They can be assholes if they need to be, if it's for the right thing. Mm-hmm. They can be very petty, and they could be about revenge sometimes.
I love Petty Steve. Petty Steve's great.
Okay, can you picture Steve doing this? Because this is what my dad did. So the neighbors have some dogs, and the dogs continually would pee and poop on our lawn, on our front lawn, my parents' house. Mm-hmm. And so my dad asked the neighbors, hey, can you stop letting your dogs piss and shit on our lawn, because we're trying to grow the grass out, and it's very clear we're trying to grow the grass out. And they're like, oh yeah, no problem, no problem. Kept happening over and over again, and my dad just like kind of like is respectful until a boiling point, and then he just gets so fucking mad. So it happened one too many times, and he walked out, saw a bunch of dog shit on the lawn, took a shovel.
Didn't even clean it themselves either?
They don't
clean
it.
And that's, terrible dog owner.
That's how he would find it, is that like he would just find dog shit. And so he took a shovel, took the dog shit, put it on their car.
All
of the dog shit.
Nice. I love that.
And Steve then what would happened? Definitely do that.
I love that.
They never shit on the lawn again.
Good.
Great.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome. So if you want to form healthy habits.
like pooping every day. Pooping every day is very healthy.
Every day. Yeah. Psychologically being in alignment, you know, maybe meditating so that you can be more assertive and less aggressive things. Maybe you should download Noom. It's an app. They're our sponsor today. Thank you. Shout out to Noom. And Noom is really cool at like it is, I guess, a fitness app in that sense that you can have fitness goals, and they have different exercises you can do and diets, and they make you more aware of like what you're eating by keeping a food journal, and so you can actually see your metrics and what you're consuming per day, because a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't keep a food journal. They don't even know what they're eating every day. And a lot of times it's alarming. You don't know that you're consuming way more than you should, or way too little, depending on what your habits are. So it doesn't just attack the symptoms, but your psychological reasons for why you form your habits in the first place, and you kind of it kind of helps you rewire those. So whether it's physical, like better self-care, feeling more confident in clothing, more energy, psychological, which is like ability to make healthy choices more easily or understand your thought patterns better, or social, where like if you're at a party and you just grab food right away or grab drinks right away so that you fit in, it'll recognize those in your life. Noom is the habit-changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom doesn't tell you what to do and what not to do. It teaches you how to look inside your own mind and make better decisions for yourself. Noom has one of the biggest and most accurate food databases available that lets you track meal habits, visualize portion sizes, and see calorie density at a glance. So you don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/bigmood. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/bigmood to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/bigmood.
You asked, what do you have to lose?
What do I have to lose?
Your old bra. You should toss that. You know why? Because Third Love does bras differently. They believe that every woman deserves to feel comfortable and confident every day with the right kind of support. Third Love helps you do this. And I'm currently wearing my Third Love as of right now. Salud.
Sorry.
It is awesome. I absolutely love this bra because it fits perfectly. I've always had that issue with the cup being a little too big on the top.
The gap.
Yeah, that gap. Mm-hmm. I constantly had issues with that. But not until I switched over to Third Love. I don't have that issue anymore. It's a perfect fit. And initially, the way I found my perfect fit is by doing their Fit Finder quiz, which helps you identify your breast size and shape and styles that fit your body. They have over 80 bra sizes, but they will find out which one fits you the best and which one matters to you the most. And so Perfect Fit Promise, every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, put it to the test, and if you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash and donate it to a woman in need.
You guys wash your bras?
Gina, you need to wash your bras.
We're going to talk after this. Wow.
Yeah, and hands down, it's the most comfortable bra you'll own. I promise this because I'm telling you, this is the most comfortable bra I own.
It's great. I don't even like bras, and I like this one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So I actually have 3 pairs. They only gave me 1 for free, but I bought 2 more because I absolutely love it. And so every bra is made for your comfort with memory foam cups, no slip straps, and smooth, scratch-free band with a printed label. So Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they are offering our listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/bigmood now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/bigmood for 15% off today.
Big mood.
Yay. Yay. Oh, I just realized I only said like my dad's bad quality or my Steve's bad. I was petty, revengeful.
No, I loved it. Yeah. That's bad.
Nikki, this is a nice balance because you always
good things about Steve.
You always say the best things about Steve.
Okay, we just, know his good qualities.
He's very respectful.
We don't need more good qualities.
I learned
from
respect
Steve Green.
From my dad.
Putting dog shit on people's cars is the most A-plus
right?
shit ever. Yeah.
That's, no, I you mean, were saying all those you, qualities so. And I thought about like the similarities that Casey has with my dad and my stepdad, actually. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize this until way later, but I realized how influential my stepdad was in my life, that I ended up picking a man that kind of has similar qualities as he does, because my stepdad is a really, really quiet, reserved kind of person, like very stoic kind of man. And that's definitely what Casey has been throughout our entire relationship. Very quiet, like kept himself, stoic, and also very stubborn is another one. It's like they're both very, very stubborn and petty and very passive aggressive, but also
Taurus.
Very hardworking. Like they're right, very hardworking. Right. And oh, yeah. That's something that I realized where I'm like, whoa. And then with my dad, same thing, like really hardworking. I also found similarities in likes. So my dad loves movies. Like he would always take me to the theater, like the movie theater growing up. Me and my mom, we would, like every single weekend, we would be in the movies watching the newest release. And that's so funny because Casey is obsessed with movies. Like the movie theater is his sanctuary. Like he absolutely loves it. So right now during the pandemic and we haven't been able to go to the theater, he's been hating it.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Making at home movies.
Wish we could all have at home movie theaters.
Hey, there's a drive-in theater. You should go. I went. It's super fun. Yeah.
Well, for him, it's about the surround sound, darkness experience. Oh. Like it's literally like a whole process for him.
I want to go to the boat one.
Oh yeah, that
I've
cute.
Seen that, but then I've
I got tickets. What?
I do wonder, how do you pee pee?
You
I
don't
just jump out the side of the boat.
You just aim.
You have to go before bit. You get in, I guess.
Yeah,
because I plan on drinking on that boat.
Bring a pee cup,
fucking
they
bitch
probably
overboard.
Only let you be on there for like 1:30 or something. Like they probably max out your time or something.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm.
True.
All right. So next question. This was kind of a heavy one that I found really interesting. This comes from Miss Visual here. It was a long one, but I kind of condensed it down. She basically said, I don't watch a lot of porn. My boyfriend watches porn regularly. One day I saw on his Reddit account, I pushed the history button and it was just all naked girls who looked nothing like me. And that scared me. So why do I feel this way and how can I stop it? I tried to bring it up, but I feel stupid. And I don't understand why I'm so bothered. He loves me. He would never cheat on me. But the thought of it makes me disgusted with myself. I don't look anything like these girls. I can never live up to it. It makes me insecure and even question him. I only have eyes for him. How can I learn that porn isn't terrible? I feel like he fantasizes about those girls or wishes he was with them. Why don't I need porn to masturbate? And he feels like why does he need it? He's making women like an object. And I want to be the only, and if it is an object, I want to be the best and only one.
I want to be the object.
Why are women treated as objects and why are we so sexualized and men aren't? How can I fix my mentality about it?
It's the whole visual thing with guys.
But also the thing is, I want her to understand that a lot of these women in sex work, it's empowering for them. They don't feel like they are just an object, you know, like this is something that makes them feel strong. They're still a human being. Saying that your man just straight up is just treating these porn stars, whatever, like an object, kind of, I don't know. I feel like you're putting your boyfriend down. Don't you?
Well, I mean, it is kind of a objectifying. I mean, that's kind of what it is. And that's why guys like it too. Mm-hmm. Cause like they're not emotionally attached to these women. Right. Like it's literally just for a physical visual
they've
reason.
Expressed
so
that
it is
that
kind
is
of,
what
it is like objectifying women.
Cause
for the men's side of it kind
not
of
for
is.
The, not for the,
not
actual
for the
sex
girl.
Worker,
right. The sex worker. Yeah.
Cause for me, when I think men are objectifying women, it's basically just him saying like, well, she's not even a fucking human. Like, I can just treat her whatever she wants, whatever. Like, I understand it's for a porn thing, it's a fantasy thing. But when I think objectifying women as a man, it's like, that's not even a person. I don't see that as a human being, or whatever. It's just,
well, some guys do think,
yeah, they do,
yeah, which is shitty. And I feel like you shouldn't think that way just because he watches porn.
I think that ends up happening too. Once, like that mentality of objectifying women, and I could be wrong, I don't know, I'm not a guy, but I think it happens after like a porn addiction develops, and then they are no longer able to see that person like as a human.
Right, right.
So it's just like, oh, that's just something I can get off to and just nut to it.
Also, like, maybe the boyfriend sees you as a human, like you're his girlfriend, he loves you, he is emotionally attached, you're a whole person to him, and if he's objectifying this other girl, it's just, you know, for it's the physical fantasy portion of it. I also just want it to be clear that it's completely separate. Porn
in a guy's mind,
I don't think you should compare yourself to these women. I don't think he wants that over you.
If he wanted something else, he would get it. Let's get this clear: what a man wants, he will get. And he's keeping you. So he loves you. It's not the same.
Also, in our relationship, I guess it's kind of reversed, like where I watch a lot of porn, Steve doesn't.
That's common. I mean, I feel like I watch a lot of porn for a female.
Yeah.
And some guys really don't.
And it's not like a lot of porn. It's like once a week, maybe, like here and there. But none of those guys are guys that I want to be with, like at all. Like zero of the guys. But it's just a visual stimulation to get going.
Right.
And I don't want to be with those guys at all.
It's literally just a fantasy. And just because we like what we're seeing in porn doesn't mean we want it in real life. Like, if I'm watching lumberjack porn, I don't want to date a lumberjack. So, like, don't bring this into real life.
I think the moment where it is something to be concerned about is if it's affecting your actual relationship, your sex life, your intimacy. Yeah. If that's an issue, then that is a clear sign of a porn addiction, honestly. Like, that as soon as it's unhealthy and it's affecting people around you, that's when you need to go seek help. So if your boyfriend is not being as intimate with you, or he has trouble getting it up, because that's actually another sign.
Or he can never come. He's like porn sick.
Or can never come.
There's a difference between a porn sick man and then like a guy that maybe just like looks at it a few, you know, a few times a month or something. And that's his little side gig, you know, he's just spend a little self-love, you know, on the weekend or something. But for her, I feel like for you, if he's not a sick, addicted man, and like he's really good to you, your sex life is fine, he cuddles you, he's emotionally available, he's a great person to you, this might have to be something that you're just going to have to work on yourself, or maybe it's better like a kind of out of sight, out of mind. Like, I really don't know how to give this girl any help, because I understand her position. Like, I understand it sucks to think about your guy like lusting after it. Like, your feelings are not wrong,
right?
They're not wrong at all. It's just like, it's one of those things. It's like, what can you really do?
I just feel like you need to just understand it's in such a different plane. Like Nikki said, like, this is just sex, whatever, jacking off, fine. But who he wants to be with is who he chose to be with, and that's you, you know?
Yeah, he didn't want to just do with you for your body parts.
Yeah, right? And he looks at girls that may not look like you, but it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to cheat on you, or, you know, it's that he wants that.
Yeah, that's fantasy world.
Yeah, that's fantasy world. I think Jason Momoa is hot. But I'm dating people who looks nothing like
him. Same. Yeah. I mean, literally same. Look at my husband. Yeah. The furthest thing away from Jason Momoa. Yeah.
I feel like also it's a little bit healthy too for a guy to be, because I mean, the way guys are wired, like, and all throughout history, like their thing is to spread their seed, right? Variety. Mm-hmm. Like it's in their genes to want variety, to want to fuck everything they can to keep the human population going. So him just kind of getting rid of that little bit of his caveman self.
Right.
Through seeing a little bit of variety on camera. But I mean, there's certain things that are fucking creepy. Like if he's paying cam girls and there's almost there's like interaction or like there's
emotional
a fine line.
Attachment.
There's a fine line. So I mean, as long as he's not doing shit to cross the line, I mean, you gotta
see it.
That's
a discussion you need to have, is to set boundaries and see
how far is it going.
If he's like stanning a certain porn star.
Like falling in love with one girl and it's like thousands of pictures of, you know, Emily Ratajkowski or something. I'd be like, okay, you're getting a little obsessed with this person, and this feels like an
emotional cheating.
Yeah,
right. But if it's just like watching porn and just getting off, or he likes she also mentioned that he would like Instagram models or porn stars pictures on Instagram too.
I think that's the discussion of boundaries there. Yeah, it's boundaries. Like, well, hold on. Now you're getting out of our private zone, and now it's being publicly displayed, and that me as your girlfriend, I feel offended by that. That's a discussion that needs to be had.
Right. I agree with that. That's a line.
Yeah, you can discuss like boundaries and like things. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
because I hate when if that discussion comes up, then easily it could be like that conversation could be twisted and like, well, why are you so jealous? Why are you so insecure? Like now I can't follow girls on Instagram.
I want to know what his response is because if he's going to be like, okay, so if your man is going to be kind of emotionally receptive and like understanding and be like, well, look, I'm sorry. Like this has nothing to do with how I feel about you, blah, blah, blah. Like what things can I maybe do to help you feel more comfortable or whatever, just in some way to show at least respect for your feelings. Right. Then I would be like, you know, then you can maybe think about like, is this really that big of an issue? But if he starts fucking gaslighting you or being shitty about it, then I don't know, girlfriend, maybe he's not worth it.
I used to actually think that liking a photo I never understood why people would get upset that their man liked another girl's photos. But that's because I come from a different side of Instagram, you know? Like, if dude likes my photos, I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's like one amongst thousands. Or, like, if I were to like a guy's photos, it's not because, hey, you know,
I'm fucking, like Shia LaBeouf. Like, if he saw the things I wrote and liked about him on the internet, he would probably be like, this is a stalker.
Yeah.
So right? It's like, I mean, do you, as a female, do you not, like, lust over any man? Yeah, do you not lust over movie stars? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, it's still so, it's removed from your real life. Like, I turn around and I would see my boyfriend and be like, oh, but I really actually love you. Like, this is where I'm staying. It's not about actually Shia. I'm not gonna get him.
I've heard stories of where, like, a couple will be watching TV, like a movie or something, and the guy will be like, oh wow, she's hot, and the girl will get legit angry. Why are you angry? Like, do you think he can literally go out there and pull a movie star bitch, you know? Like,
but also, do you never have those thoughts yourself?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, don't have a double standard. Like, you never
think about,
it's coming from
a place of insecurity, because they're like, they themselves are feeling like they're just not enough, and that's really the root of it all.
And I don't think that's true. That's a lie that you tell to yourself, that you're not good enough.
But circling back to what I said, I used to think that, I just never understood why, like, why are you getting upset because he liked some random bitch's photos? And then I realized people outside of entertainment or have a following have a way different dynamic. Like,
they have a different relationship with social media.
Exactly. Yeah. Because for me, it's just whatever. But for other people, I can see it now, because I feel like if he were to like this girl's photos over and over and over and over and over again, it's him inserting herself into her life.
It's almost like he wants to be seen, kind of, and it's a weird little...
Also, if you were dating someone and they were watching porn with the same porn star in it over and over, and then they were going on Instagram and liking her pictures, I don't know. I guess it would be a little different to me, because now, like you said, like Tiff said, it's now gone past the point of
being like a nameless, faceless body,
and like where you ejaculate. Usually, like after I orgasm, I'm done. Like I don't even like watching
anymore. I'm
like,
look up what these porn stars.
What did I just watch? I'm disgusting. I'm a gross person. Why did I do it? Gross. This is not. I do not do this.
That's not me.
But then to go afterwards and be like, I wonder what this guy's Insta is. Oh shit! Look at all these shirtless pics, and then go like liking all of his stuff. That's kind of it's a little more.
Yeah, it's
intimate.
Like he's mentally removed from the relationship a little bit.
It is more intimate. That's what it is.
It is more intimate, but I also feel like I wouldn't be as bothered and or threatened if it was someone that was like, she has like 2 million followers, you know?
Dude, I recently saw that thing that you retweeted on Twitter, how this girl, she posted like some like really sexual kind of photo, or not sexual, but her outfit. Her outfit was just very revealing.
Skippy.
Yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And she looked great, by the way. And awesome. So this girl,
you go, girl.
Yeah, this girl, she ends up messaging the girl who posted the photo and saying, can you block this user
and delete your photo?
This is my boyfriend and he keeps liking your shit and you need to block him. Like, okay, do not be that girl ever.
No.
You need to have a conversation with your man.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you hitting up the girl? Yeah. Like, she doesn't even know who
she's just existing and thriving and being sexy.
That
is not her problem.
No. Dude, that like made my skin crawl.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's
why
like
are
the
you
ultimate
bringing
low value female
exactly.
behavior?
And it was crazy because she was like, not only did she say, hey, block this person, she said, delete your photo.
Yeah, what the
you want
fuck?
Me to delete what I posted on my
fuck
social
you.
Media?
No.
Because your boyfriend can't control
exactly.
his finger liking my photo?
Because you guys have issues in your relationship. And then the girl, the hot girl responded saying, this is not my problem. Like, I have nothing to do with this. And then the crazy girl straight up goes, why are you defending him? Are you fucking him? I hope you fucking die.
She has
mental illness in minute.
That guy is trapped. He is a prisoner.
Yeah.
Not just that, but I don't fully blame the girlfriend because obviously he's done enough in the relationship to make her this insecure. He's probably a narcissist
and fucking manipulative.
Yeah. So like, I'm like, they're both
taking her
trash.
Through the ringer. Yeah.
No, we don't know any of these people.
We don't know them, but.
We don't know their traumas.
It's extremely unhealthy behavior.
Super. So it's very unhealthy.
It comes, the root is like, it's with her. She has to understand, like, this has nothing to do with you. Like, porn or hot girls online, you have to think of it as they're so occupied with hundreds and thousands of millions of fans, they're never gonna fucking notice your dude.
Yeah, it's a spectrum thing too. It's like just observe and really try to be objective about, is it too much?
Yeah.
Or is it like just a little bit? And it's like, because for guys, it's gonna be hard to be like, oh, I'm never gonna date a guy that ever looks at porn ever.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, that's like fucking 1% of men probably.
Or you're asking them to be dishonest.
Yeah, you're asking them to lie and hide it, and then that creates more.
Yeah, that's why to me it really just boils down to, how is it affecting you and your relationship, your intimacy? And if it is affecting it, then that's a problem. Period.
And how does he respond to you bringing up that problem? But don't be a bitch and crazy when you bring it up.
Yeah,
talk, communicate
calmly. Calmly, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's hard, I know.
Dude, that bitch on Twitter was crazy.
I just thought of this story, but I feel like
the story of how you...
We'll talk about it some other time, because right now I want to talk to you about some food.
I'm so hungry.
Should we get food? Should we make some food?
Please, please make
some
food.
If only we had the ingredients.
Wait, fresh food, right?
Can you make it really fast, too?
Hello.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Cute. All right, guys. HelloFresh offers so many recipes to choose from each week to help you break out of your recipe rut. That is me. I swear to God. Like, once I learn how to cook a dish, I just buy the same food at the grocery store and I just cook the same thing over and over until I'm tired of it, because I don't have a creative mind when it comes to food. But HelloFresh makes it easy to try new stuff, because it just shows up at your door. It's like, hey, make this cute little dish that you never would have made with couscous and lemon. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. It's so much easier to have someone like kind of spoon feed me like new ways to cook. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips, so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or even 20 minutes with some of their quick recipe options. The pre-portioned ingredients means there's less prep and less food waste. And also, HelloFresh has donated over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019. Like, how do they even afford that? That's crazy. 2.5 million meals.
That's dope.
One of my favorites, we always talk about the balsamic pork, but I also love the chicken breast one, where you kind of like cover a chicken breast with sour cream, and then you like pack on the panko breadcrumbs and the Parmesan cheese, and I would have never thought to do that, and you bake it. It comes out really good. Mm-hmm. So it's a super fast way to get like oven fried baked chicken, kind of. I don't know. It's healthier.
Baked.
Yes, it's pretty good.
It makes you look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Makes me feel
sometimes
great.
You make stuff and you're like, I made this?
Yeah, right? I did that.
Especially
did
that me, happen? I hate cooking, but they make it so fun to cook, and the pre-portioned ingredients just makes it so easy where I feel like I'm a pro. I know what I'm doing.
To try America's number one meal kit, go to HelloFresh.com/80BigMood and use code 80BigMood
to get a total of $80 off your first month,
including free shipping on your first box with additional restrictions. Visit HelloFresh.com for more details. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/80BigMood and use code 80BigMood
and get a total of $80 off your first month,
including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details.
$80. What? What's
$80?
That, Nikki?
That's
a lot. That's a lot of doll hairs.
That's a lot of doll hairs. That's a lot of doll hairs, Nikki. Our next question comes from Cassie.
What up, Cassie?
Fine as shit, by the way.
Oh, hey, we got fine girls following
us. Oh, I was talking about Cassie the singer that was with P. Diddy. Oh. But I'm sure this Cassie's hot as shit, too. Cassie, oh God, I related to this one when I read this one. She said, I was recently having sex with my mans, and we usually have really good sex. Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
But for some reason, it just wasn't working this last time. We tried multiple times, and I felt like I was hurting him or he looked bored. At the end, I was turned off, and I felt not sexy. How do you guys handle off days like this?
Just don't take it personally, I guess.
Yeah,
if it could be anything. If it becomes a pattern, then I would bring it up. Mm-hmm. But if it's just a one-off...
Every so often, like every once in a while, it's normal.
Yeah.
Because you never know what the dude's going through.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've been like that, and I love sex, but, you know, it's just like
you can't
some
expect
days.
Perfection every time.
Yeah. And you can't control your emotions. Like, maybe you had something bad that happened earlier in the day, and you just can't let it go.
Yeah,
like,
maybe you didn't realize you were having a bad day until you have to do something that requires intimacy, which then
You're like,
yeah, your subconscious is like, wait, we're not ready yet.
Yeah, exactly. And then, because I've had those days too, and then my body's like, it's not happening.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Yeah. And your brain's like, wait, but I want it to happen. But your body's like, nah, we're shut down.
Yep.
Don't take it personally. I mean, I've had days where it's just like, I will be riding him and be like, and it's great. He's like, but I'm kind of tired. Can we stop?
Can we just stop?
Yeah.
And I'm, that's natural. I mean, you have to be willing to accept failure in every area of life.
Yeah. You know, I think it's because no one talks about it. Like, so we think that it doesn't happen to everybody else.
It does. It
so
happens.
It's embarrassing when it's like, oh no, I'm like a weirdo. Like, I don't want to be the lame one saying that we're not having sex anymore. But it actually, it's very common for people to get tired or have a cramp. Sometimes like you get a cramp and you're just like, I can't go. Yeah. I can't keep going. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, have you ever gotten like an air bubble in your...
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And then it like hurts.
It hurts. Yes.
I've had to stop before because it just hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's happening. You're hitting it the wrong way. Something. I don't know, but I'm not going to come.
Do we have an answer for that? Because sometimes it just happens.
It's annoying.
I don't know.
Yeah. Take a break.
I think different times of the month too, like your vagina...
Like your cervix is lower.
Yeah, and then I don't know, like your juices are different, so it'll feel different, and like our bodies are not the same every single day of the month. I mean, I feel like guys' dicks are pretty much the same all the time, but then their moods and other things affect it.
Like, the hardness could change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for us, like our, like literally our physiology changes constantly.
Did you know that, I didn't know this earlier, but your voice actually changes depending on what week of the month you're in your cycle.
Ooh, I haven't noticed
that. It gets, I can't remember exactly what it is, but I think it's lower when you're ovulating, and then it gets higher.
Sexier.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I am ovulating this week, so maybe.
So am I.
I think I am too, actually.
Death by snoo.
Tell me if you hear a difference in my voice from last week's video.
Yeah, right?
Oh, wow.
Well, we filmed a lot in one day.
Last month's video.
Who knows?
Yeah, it's happened to everyone, you know, and I remember feeling that way too, and I'm just like, is there something wrong with
me? Because you never see it. Like, you don't see other people's sex lives. No one talks about it. It's not in porn, so you're not gonna ever... You're going to feel like you're some odd man out.
I think she's afraid that, like, oh, this is what he's going to remember now that I suck at sex. Or, like, this is the beginning of the end of our sex life or something. Yes. Because, like, it's the first time that it didn't
work.
True,
because they always have
worried.
Good sex.
That's what I'm saying. If it becomes a pattern, maybe you can bring it up and, like, just have a frank discussion and an open, you know, honest, vulnerable discussion. But
I had a really shitty sex one time where a guy that I was dating came over, and then he was like, oh, do you want to pull out your toy? And I was like, okay. So I pulled out a toy and I started using it, and it died, and then I was like, fuck. So I kind of tossed it, and then I got in my drawer and I pulled out another one, and we're going again, and I used it, and then that one died too.
What?
It
was a sign.
So I threw it to the side, and I kid you not, I got the third one out, and the third
one had a whole arsenal in her house. I went to the kitchen cabinet, I got the 16th one.
No, I had been single for a while, and I worked with this brand, right? So they sent me their entire collection. So I had the entire collection.
Hey, his up.
And I had used all of them.
She gave me one of them.
Yeah, I did give you one. So I'd used their entire collection, but I just hadn't charged any of them in a while. So I think they were all in their last leg of life. But yeah, so I pulled out three in a row that all died, and he got soft, and he was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but that, it's like an embarrassing, it didn't work. Like, we stopped having sex, you know, we didn't have sex again that day. And but then it's like, everyone has these things. Like, I think we just need to talk about it more. Like, sometimes sex fails and it's okay.
It happens to girls and it happens to guys too.
That's why having a girl chat helps so much.
It does.
Yeah. Because, like, that's when we started, was by sharing things.
When you realize
that
you're not the only one, it helps a lot.
It really does. Because
we think we're, like, just so fucked up or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because initially, like, with Gina, I'm like, am I broken?
What?
Yeah, well, no. I feel broken when he can't get it up, or when I can't get in the mood, even though I really want to. So I feel like I'm broken both times. And then it's really important to have that, like, empathetic, like, nurturing kind of conversation when the other partner is not really into it, and just being like, hey, it's cool. Like, no worries. Like, we could just handle it some other time. No big deal. Because as soon as you make it a big deal, then that's when it just really makes it 10 times worse.
Mm-hmm. It emphasizes it for the next time.
Sometimes you gotta just let it slide.
True, because it creates trauma.
Yeah.
Because
the
next time you're afraid that's gonna happen, and then it happens again, and then it's trauma. Mm-hmm. It's just not a good time.
Or, like, you keep thinking about it during sex, and it kills the mood.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yep. If you let it get to your head too much, you just gotta be like, well, that one didn't work out. Maybe you can laugh about it instead of fucking... Don't dig yourself a hole.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't worry. It happens to everyone. You're fine.
Yeah.
talk about it. I bring it up right away, like, hey, is there something wrong? And then they'll just be like, no, I'm just having a bad day. You know, I just communicate. Yeah. The next question is from Alicia Likes Pink. Cute. Have you ever been the cause of a breakup?
Like someone else breaking up?
I saw this in two ways. Like other people breaking up, or you are the cause of the reason why you guys broke up.
Oh. I see. I saw it as like the third person coming in. Like,
I've had a third person issue before.
Yeah?
I had this crazy chick, dude. Like, I have a friend who lives up in Washington. Super dope, dude. Started dating this girl. And for some reason, she just hyper aggroed on me.
Hyper what?
Like, just super aggro on me.
Oh, aggro.
And so he's like a photographer. He shot me before. And I don't know what conversation they had before that, but she suddenly started getting hyper focused on me.
Whoa.
When, like I said, he lives far away. We only chat like once every few months. Like, yo, dude, what's up? How you doing? You know, because we're close, but we don't talk all the time. And then it just, it escalated within like 2 months. It escalated from, hey, my girlfriend said I can't talk to you anymore. I'm very understanding. I'm like, yeah, that's fine, whatever, you know. Yeah. Like, I post fucking hoe photos online. I fucking get it, you know, it's fine. So I'm totally okay with it. I don't get offended. And then it went to, hey, my girlfriend told me to block you. Totally okay. Hey, my girlfriend might message you. And I'm just like, okay, what? Like,
was he obsessed with
you? Yeah, that sounds like there was something happening.
No, how do you know?
No, because because he and I were close friends, you know.
Oh, okay.
But like never like talking every day or whatever. Just like, hey, I heard, you know, something happened in the family. Are you okay? Like, stuff, just
she
like that.
She let the seed grow a little too much.
Yeah. Huh. And he was doing whatever he can. Like, dude, like there's something going on. You know, I don't have to talk to her. And then she messaged me saying, "Hi, I'm a friend of." Let's call him Ryan. I'm a friend of Ryan, and he would just like me to tell you that he doesn't find any value in your friendship anymore, and he doesn't want to be friends anymore.
What? Okay, she's like,
and I'm just like, okay.
You're like, sure, bitch.
That's fine. And then, so I sent him a screenshot. I was like, all right, this is fucking weird, but this is your relationship. Yeah. I don't care. I'm not going to interact. I'm fine.
As a friend, I would be like, dude, what are you doing with this?
I did. Yeah. So I did.
Come
I
was on, like, bro. What has she got on you? You know.
So I did.
She must give some bomb head.
Why are you so desperate to stay with?
I mean, she was a stripper, so maybe she was just dope. And he said the sex was great. And then so like I did tell him. I'm like, this is, by the way, this is kind of fucking weird. It's your first year together, and she's like super crazy on me, and I didn't do anything. And then like four or five weeks later, it's in the middle of the night. I get a message saying, "You win." From her. And I'm just like, what the
bro.
Weird.
So I finally interacted. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, you win what?
I don't want your man.
Yeah, I don't want your dude. She goes, he clearly wants to be friends with you more than he wants to be with me. So you win. You can have him.
So dumb.
And I'm like, I didn't even know I was in a competition. Yeah. You know? Yeah. What the fuck? And then she was just like, I clearly he wants to be with you more. And I'm just like, what the fuck? I think he told me, he's like, I ended it because I just felt like she was being too fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And that, and she took it as, well, because I was still want to be friends with Gina. Mm. Yeah. Like that was,
she fucking twisted it. She couldn't accept that it was because she was crazy.
She was not living in reality.
Yeah.
That's a little nuts.
That was a little nuts. Yeah. Have you guys ever had a problem where like a couple or a girl came to you like, what the fuck? For like no reason?
I've been the girl being like, hey, did this happen? Oh. But not in a way that was attacking the girl. Yeah. It was just like, I felt like I was being lied to. And this happened twice. So I have a pattern with fucking assholes.
Yep.
Not anymore. You broke it.
Yeah, exactly. I broke it. But yeah, it happened in like two relationships ago through MySpace. I've had this feeling, and then he left his account open on my computer, on his MySpace profile, and I saw messages to her, and I was like, I knew it. And it was all about her, like, ooh, you just got out of the shower, ooh, can I come over, like type of things. And then she was like, don't you have a girlfriend? And he was like, oh, she's always busy, blah, blah, blah. Oh, meanwhile, Lord. I'm always trying to hang out. He's like, I'm too busy, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so that was that guy. And then the other, and so I reached out to her just like, thank you. Like, this is so nice of you. And also, I'm going to dump him. No. And then the other guy swore up and down on his life that he was not going anywhere near this girl.
His coworker.
Yes.
I remember. Yeah.
And and he's like, I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole, blah, blah, blah. Here's all the reasons why. Found out he spent the night at her house. And then I just reached out and I was like, hey, you don't know me. I don't know you. I just need to know, because if I'm being lied to, I just want to let this person go. Like,
right.
I just need the release. Like, right. Please let me free. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, like we did do stuff. Like, I'm so sorry, I didn't know.
Right.
Like, I thought you guys were broken up.
That's, awesome. That's kind of the right, also that's the right way to go about it too, is not like, hey, you fucking whore, are you sleeping with me? Yeah. Just be like, hey, I'm curious, are you with this guy? Because he's also messing with me. So like, what's up, you know?
Like that crazy girl, I tried, like, you know, like I tried not to interact much because I don't want to affect your relationship, but I did try to reason with her and I was like, hey, listen, woman to woman, this doesn't look good, you know? No. Like, I didn't do anything, you know? And I'm telling you that right now, but she just couldn't accept it. But when chicks are cool, like, hey, yeah, you know, I did have, that's fucking cool. Like, I remember when I found out my ex cheated on me, that girl and I exchanged numbers. Yeah, it was...
You Chris Tuckered him?
Is that what happened to Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker? No, not Chris. What was his name? John Tucker, whatever.
Oh,
must
John
die.
Tucker Must Die.
Yeah,
that. So that girl's cousin happened to be this girl that I went to middle school with, who I haven't spoken to in like 10 years.
Oh,
and that middle school girl hit me up. She's like, "Hey, is this your boyfriend?" I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "He's been going out with my cousin," and this is like a girl from my hometown, dude. Because I guess she posted
good for
pictures.
That girl for
Hey, shout out to Kim, dude. You're the best.
She's got eyes and ears everywhere. You
women helping
around,
women.
Don't fuck around.
Yeah, we love to see.
Yeah.
It.
So I was like, all right, give me that girl's phone number, you know, because that girl didn't know that he had a girlfriend. It's not her fault. I'm not going to attack her.
Yeah.
And then so we got a phone call together, three-way called him. And so I spoke to him. I was like, hey, so do you know who this girl is? Her name was Vicky. And he was just like, oh, yeah, you know, it's just some girl, you know, that was at a wedding.
He didn't know she was online.
Oh, God. For her to have to hear that,
yeah,
that's so heartbreaking.
And then
I'm so sorry.
You didn't. No, it's awesome that he got caught.
I know. To have to hear that, though, because the same thing happened to me. I heard, I had to overhear him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Jeez. So, but before we called him, like, we were going through our timelines. I was like, he went to San Diego this weekend. She's like, no, he was with me this weekend. Yeah. So we went through our timelines and realized he was doing this for about a month or two. And then, so we call him and then he's like, oh yeah, it's this girl. I was filming a wedding and she was there. And I was like, did you hang out with her? Did you kiss her? He goes, no, not a kiss. Like, you know, like a, you know how like French people goodbye, like, and that's cheek to cheek. And she blew up. She's like, she started screaming. She's like, fuck you fucking liar. It's me, Vicky. I'm on the phone right now, you piece of shit. And she was dope. She's like, you don't deserve Gina. She's a good fucking person. You fucking did this, you piece of shit. You don't deserve shit. Like, she was dope.
Good.
Yeah. Awesome.
And then he was just like, And then I was like, what do you have to say? Like, have you ever been so angry?
Yes.
That you just are calm?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, I was just calm.
The whole world stopped.
Yeah.
Even the fly in the room just sat down.
Yeah.
Just sat down
like
on the table.
Yeah.
It was like a helicopter.
There's no more oxygen in the room.
Yeah. The fly doesn't rub his hands. He just folds it now. Like, everything's like, you. So he was just like, all right, you caught me. And this is when I was working my day job. I told my boss, I was like, I need to go. Because you don't want me here today.
Yep.
And I drove 40 minutes. Have you ever been so angry you drove with no music on?
Yep.
Yes.
I drove 2.5 hours once.
Oh, yeah.
Silence.
Right. In silence.
In silence.
Chain smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. Yes. This is when I was heavy smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay, so forgive me, but I was 19 years old. Yeah. I went to his place. His best friend, you know, he told his best friend what happened. His best friend knew at 19 years old, I'm fucking crazy, kind of, right? Mm-hmm. So his best friend called me up. He's like, hey, listen, you know, like, just calm down. I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up. I allegedly took a golf club to the wall.
Allegedly.
No
proof
that
this happened.
That's what
you would
have done. In her mind, she did this. And then there was a physical hole in the wall, but we don't know what happened.
We don't know where that came from. You can't prove it. There's no cameras. And this is how I knew that I was a very rational person still. Because like I said, he's a cameraman editor. I could have just dumped all that wedding footage into his fish tank and all his gear, his laptop and everything.
His whole livelihood.
Me, rational, 19 years old, insane, but still smart. Didn't want to get sued.
I was going to be like, you didn't want to ruin those people's wedding memories.
Them and their love. I don't give a fuck. Them being happy.
No one can have love if I can.
Not a good person.
Must preserve this love.
Right? Yeah. Not a good person. I just didn't want to get sued.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so that's what happened there. You know, it was like allegedly, though. It was allegedly.
Allegedly. You know what? It's really cool hearing those stories of the girls being dope as fuck.
So
because
dope.
There is the other, like, on the other side, is just
my
women. The
not
I
dope.
Can steer your man girl. Yep. I saw this TikTok recently of this girl saying that. She was like, you know, you know who you are, the ones that I can steer your man if I want to. Well, you think that you're all this like badass shit that you can just steal anyone that you want. But in reality, if you do get your girl's man,
That girl's man
is because he was looking for an easy fuck and you were an easy fuck and that's the reason why you got him.
Yeah,
so true. By the way, if you can steal my man, I don't want my man.
Exactly. Yep. You're stealing low quality men.
Yeah,
men.
Congratulations. Exactly. If he's gonna cheat, he's low quality.
Exactly. My man would never be stolen. So
we both lose.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't like imagine
she did you a favor.
Actually, yeah, you're doing us a favor.
I don't even understand the competition part. I've never tried to compete for a man. Before,
they probably don't feel worthy enough, so they need to seek validation.
Well, let me say this. I do think men kind of prime us to compete, and some toxic guys will do this thing where, I don't know if it's called triangulation or whatever, but like they'll kind of like put the image of another woman in your mind so that you just kind of subconsciously want to start competing for his attention for that woman. Like if you're dating a new guy and he's just like, oh yeah, and then you know this waitress blah blah blah, like I see her every week and blah blah, like he'll just plant little tiny things for you to be like, well I want him to pick me, not her, so let me
kind of like what my ex did with his ex, how he kept bringing her up.
Yeah, there's kind of like a thing that men, like that manipulative men will do where they'll kind of like put another woman in your mind to make you think, well, who's this woman? And like, do I need to compete?
Yeah.
I think probably women do that to other guys too.
It just piss me off.
That shitty dude that I dated briefly, he kept on saying like, I didn't even realize this was manipulation until like whenever we get into an argument, he'll be like, sometimes like you just make me want to go back to my ex because she just never argued.
Yeah, that's
I had no idea. No.
If anyone ever fucking says that to you, you better run.
Yeah,
run.
Go back to your ex.
Bye.
Because I was young.
She'll take you back.
And then finally, it got to the point where like, you don't want to go to my hometown with me to visit my family. I guess I'll just hang out with my ex. And it got to the point where I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, go ahead. And then that's when they're like, wait.
Oh no.
What do you mean you don't give a fuck? And then that's when he started crying.
It's all manipulation. Wow.
And I didn't even know that it was manipulation. I didn't know it was manipulation until like I was on a Reddit post about like how do people manipulate, and this girl posted like, oh, he would say that he's gonna hang out with his ex blah 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 to get me to, and then
to try harder.
Yeah. And then I was like, no, oh my god, that. I had no idea that was manipulation. Yeah. And I responded, I was like, wait, that's one of the tactics? And they're like, yeah, dude, I had no clue.
That's disgusting. Crazy. Don't ever let that shit slide.
Oh, but the question was, have you ever been the
reason why someone broke up? Or you broke up?
I've never been the reason why someone broke up, but on the jealousy note, like one of Steve's exes, like I was really mean to me all the time, and like, and I didn't know we knew each other, and I always tried to be her friend, and like I was in a long-term relationship. I love my boyfriend. Like if I'm in a relationship, I only have eyes for that person.
Yeah.
So like I'm not trying to steal your man, okay? Like, we're not competing or whatever. But she was always just, like, really rude.
Right.
And, like, just kind of fake nice when she was nice, but, like, it's, like, rude and backstabby. And I was like, why does she hate me so much? Then when Steve and I started dating, I finally found out that she always kind of thought, like, maybe there's a thing, and there was never a thing, swear to God.
I bet you till this day when she sees that you're married, she's like, I knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew
But
it.
I will say, like, good on her for being able to, like, call
Dude,
that shit.
Dude, the exact same thing happened with both me and Casey's exes. They both had this weird jealousy for, like, so Casey's ex had this weird jealousy towards me because, like, there were a few times where we're in the same room, and
Before
I didn't even know Casey.
Dating?
I didn't even know Casey. Like, we didn't even, like, nothing. It was weird, but they somehow picked up on
something. I wonder if
something.
People can sense, like, an unconscious attraction.
Mm. Like, somehow. The link somewhere?
For her, it was then, like, she had that whatever feeling, which was totally false, at least on my end. Like, don't be shitty to me. I'm not, like, not flirting with your dude.
Maybe,
or whatever.
Maybe she just saw a little look
no,
that
I was
going to
say, so he was in the shower one time, and he left his laptop open, and apparently my Facebook profile was on there. And that was her proof. Even though Facebook was like a thing everyone was on back then, and also Steve and I used to unsubscribe from each other all the time. Like that was
like
our
joke.
Like inside joke. Yeah. Like in our group, it would be like, well, I'm unsubscribing from your channel. But but also Steve's like a super loyal person, and I watched them in a relationship and was like, wow, like he's so good to her. Like he's like such a good boyfriend. I would never in a million years think he was attracted to anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she like, yeah, she was, and she was like that with other girls too, not just me, but.
Yeah, I don't know if yeah. she was like that with other girls or like my situation. I don't know if she was like that with others, but for sure she would always give me the stank eye and I'm like, I don't even know you people. Like, yeah. I literally don't know who you are.
Man, we're going to plant so much paranoia now with this episode. Oh, well, deal with it yourself because this episode's over. I was kidding. Okay, so I mean that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for asking us questions.
Big ask mood. It's been a big ask mood today.
Big ask mood. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at Big Mood Girls because we're always prompting to ask questions, and you guys can ask us for a chance to have a shout out. Thanks for asking. Thanks for giving us something to talk about.
I love
and
these
we're lonely
questions.
In the pandemic. Yeah. Talk to us.
Talk to us. Message us. Make sure you guys like the video, subscribe, give us 5 stars on iTunes, Spotify. I don't know how Spotify works, but give us that because we need it. Thank you guys so much for watching Big Ask Mood, which, by the way, shout out to
Davida.
Our follower, Davida, because yeah. she's the one who came up with this name. We love you. Thank you.
Thanks,
you will not get royalties off of this.
It's ours. Sorry.
It's ours.
Gave it to us, and thank you.
Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at Big Mood Girls because we will be asking you guys to ask us questions for a chance of a shout out. And make sure you guys like the video, subscribe, give us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify because we need it.
Please, we love it.
We thrive off of it. We'll see you guys next week. We love you. Peace out.
Peace.
Bye.